What's good, listeners? Welcome to the Chris College Show, Millennial Talk Show, Bunker Edition. Good morning, Marissa. How's it going, fam?
Oh, my gosh. It is going amazing. Beautiful. The sun is shining. I love SoCal.
Hey, the sun is shining. There is a lot of great rock and roll music that's been dropping of late last night. I know I'm excited to be listening to the full-length album of Ghost's brand new record. And I know one of my favorite heavy metal bands, Motionless and White, they got a brand new single out called Cyber Hex. Hey, if you hear this, Chris Motionless, get your ass on the show. We would love to have you. But hey, we always like to start this off at the top of the show because on this day, 12 years ago, Lady Gaga premiered her single Telephone featuring Beyonce. And also on this day in 1983, Quiet Riot released their LP Mental Health. A lot of great records. This is usually the time of year. But you know what? We got a great show for everybody that's tuning in live on our YouTube channel because our guest that's joining us for Just Talking is our brand new kick-ass CCS video game contributor, Henrik the Wreck. We're going to be talking everything from the hottest video games of 2022 so far, why Valve is taking a stance on NFT and crypto, on being allowed on Steam, the future of cloud gaming, and so much more. And you know, we got some video game trivia, so let's see if you can answer all 10 questions. But I do want to remind everybody, if you haven't checked it out yet, our third installment of Off the Fret, more music talk, is out now with the Phoenix Within. It's amazing, fam. Please like and subscribe and let us know what you think about it. But Marissa, we got a show, so it's time to rock and roll. Our guest on Just Talking is our new kick-ass video game contributor, Henrik the Wreck, live on the Chris Collins Show Millennial Talk Show. How's it going, fam?
Hey, how's it going, everyone?
Hey, we're doing real good. We're beyond stoked to have you on because, you know, you are a part of the CCS family now. And I think it's really important that we get to know you on a closer level. So let's see
Who is Henrik?
Yeah, who is Henrik the Wreck? So let's get to know you. So,
can I ask the questions?
I think that's actually a great leeway, Marissa. Let's have you start
it off. Ready? You gotta go fast. These are rapid fire. All right. Otherwise, I'm gonna go, if you take too long. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
Okay. Video games or pussy?
Video games, sure.
Okay.
Really?
Chris, you
actually, we don't want to go too rapid fire. We need explanations. So we just said video games are pussy, and right off the bat, we know and understand now that Henrik the Wreck is all about that video game life. No pussy coming for Henrik or I anytime soon. Let's go with the second question.
Okay, you ready? All right, what's the go-to necessity? Energy drink or protein shake?
And this is when you're live streaming and playing online gaming. What is the go-to?
I don't really drink either, but if I had to choose, probably an energy drink.
Really? Yay! That one's okay.
So since none of them apply, what is the go-to for Henrik the Wreck?
Water.
Oh my God, that's so good! I'm so shocked! I thought you would be like just that nerd that's playing video game and drinking.
No, what I think he's really doing, Marissa, is he's actually getting the aluminum bottle, you know, trying to pretend like he's eco-friendly, and he says it's water, but he's actually sipping on that bourbon whiskey.
We all know. Okay, bourbon whiskey, bourbon whiskey, vodka, or tequila.
Tequila.
Female Viagra. He chose the female Viagra. We should have known better.
It's true. I get naked when I drink tequila.
This is why, Henrik, we can't have Marissa Pitts too much involved in our video game live stream that's coming up in the future. But then again, Marissa, let's hit him with the third question.
Are you ready? When you're live streaming, do you let the booger hang or do you pick the nose?
This is a serious question.
I will turn off the camera momentarily and wipe my nose.
That's actually kind of fascinating that you say that because I was listening to one of these esports gamers. He's called Schlump. Hopefully I pronounced his name right. He said that if you turn off the camera, that could be a problem because then again, you know, your viewers might be thinking that you're doing something shady behind the scenes. Why don't you just pick it? Why not eat it, Henrik?
Fair enough, you know, but I mean,
why would you eat it? Why would that even be an option?
Because
whoever is eating your boogers,
hey,
please stop. This is why you don't have
genetics.
A date.
We are part monkey. So I think that's why we have a little bit of leeway.
No.
Okay, fine.
But anyway, so I already know the answer to this question because you picked video games over a woman.
That's true too, but this is a different setup.
Okay, all right. When a very important cutscene happens and a very important, lovely, wonderful girlfriend calls you, do you pause the game to pick up or do you answer the do you pause the game or answer
the phone? Yeah, or do you answer the phone? See, Marissa's already
having no sense.
No, it does. Nothing. Because obviously you don't play games. So when there's a cutscene, do you answer the FaceTime?
Yeah, I'm the girlfriend. Ready? Hold on. Ready?
It's ringing.
Ring.
Hello.
Oh, so he
picked up. Yay! Henrik, you get pussy tonight. Don't
you're
worry.
You're about to be picking up the phone call. Come on.
Hey, if Marissa's calling, you best be answering your phone, okay?
Well, now that we slammed him with such, such fun, energetic questions, let's just get real. And I guess I'll say the last question. Would you rather play video games or go outside, Henrik?
Oh man, you know, when I was younger, I definitely would rather stay inside, but nowadays I do like going outside and enjoying things, at least every now and then, you know?
Yeah, so Henrik the Wreck, he's not absolutely sold on the VR lifestyle. He's not yet close to buying a home next to Snoop Dogg in the metaverse, but he is here to stay and he's with us now. And Henrik the Wreck, we're so excited to have you on the Chris Collins Show, Millennial Talk Show, because 2022 has not wasted any time. And, you know, we've got a great video game lineups that have been happening in the last couple of months, but I want to know from you, what are the best video games this year so far?
Oh man. Well, I mean, obviously it can't not say Elden Ring. I mean, that's got so much hype around it right now. But there have been quite a few actually, considering it's only the third month in the year. It's actually been pretty eventful. There's been a new Pokemon game, which looks great. I don't know if you've played it, but there's some really great moments between you as the Pokemon trainer and going out there and trying to catch some Pokemon.
Okay, so you still go out and catch? I see people playing it.
I actually saw a clip. There's this Pokemon called Sudowoodo. It's supposed to be a steel type, but it pretends to be a tree. It just stands there like a tree. And
I want it.
If you sneak up on it, it looks at you and is like, oh wait, I'm not a tree. Let me be a tree.
And then it posts up.
That's
gone are the days of the 2D.
That's my spirit animal. That's my spirit animal.
You might as well get it tattooed to your thigh, Marissa. I think that if it's your spirit animal.
I am getting tattooed next week.
But what about games? With you know, we got a very strong, you know, female heroes that are starting to blow up in the past couple of months. And one of them that's been kind of on my eye that I would love to get in the future horizon, if you know what I'm going with this. Horizon Forbidden West, I feel like, is going to be one of those phenomenal games that's going to be, you know, holding up with Elden Ring when it comes to the Game of the Year awards later at the end of this year. Do you see those two battling out, or is there kind of some surprise video games that are coming out in the future that you're scanning right now, Henrik?
Oh, no, absolutely. I definitely think that Horizon Forbidden West is going to be up there for Game of the Year with Elden Ring. I don't think it really got as much hype as Elden Ring did, but I really enjoyed the first game. And I've heard, I haven't played Forbidden West yet, but from what I've heard, it's mostly the same with more and just improved. So that sounds good to me, honestly.
And let's talk about Elden Ring, because I think you are right. It's going to be really hard for anybody to, you know, topple Elden Ring when it comes to this year's 2022 video game nominations. And I know that Elden Ring got an eye-popping score of 97 out of 100. That's like unreal. That's like not even heard of before. So like Henrik, in Elden Ring, you pick a direction and you simply wander. And within a minute or two, you'll find something interesting. And is the sense of mystery in Elden Ring unlike anything that you've seen before in open world games?
You know, actually kind of, because I remember I was on a Discord call with my close group of friends and we were playing games, and one of them, he was playing Elden Ring and he was like, I do not know where to go. Like, I am so lost, but I'm enjoying myself.
Is it like Zelda then? Sorry, so it's like how old I am. I'm like, is it like Zelda?
I mean, on a level, maybe.
I love
some,
Zelda because I would like explore. There being some
relation, yeah.
See, already I love it. Yeah. I want so Chris. Well, I would kind of compare it to Elden.
I mean, Elden Ring is starting to become part of like the four horsemen of, you know, open world games. I mean, the two that I can think of on the top of my head are Skyrim. We got The Witcher 3, which is right up there. And now we got Elden Ring, which is really kind of holding up a competition. Does that outbeat all of the open world games today? Or are you kind of like hesitant until you get your hands on it?
I mean, Skyrim, you brought that up. Like, how many times are they going to re-release that game?
That's facts.
Like 20 times.
Well, maybe that's why it's the GOAT of all open world games. But do you think Elden Ring... Well, actually, Marissa, you're going to say something.
I have a question. So, Henrik, for people who don't play video games like me, so now that I'm in the conversation, I'm like, start from the beginning. What would I have to do to buy Elden Ring? I actually want this. What do I have to do? What's my first step?
Well, you just have to have a console or a computer that can play it. You'd have to have a gaming computer, pretty much. But it's actually pretty
gaming
accessible.
Computer. Okay, and then who do I contact?
Again, we're gonna get to it at the top later in the show. But you know, Amazon Luna is starting to build up this kind
That's
of idea
true.
Of cloud,
yeah,
and maybe Skyrim might be on your smart TV in the future.
That makes it accessible. Good. Gaming console. I was like, no.
Absolutely.
Cloud?
I mean,
yes.
Well, the first time Henrik the Rat came on the show, we discussed how we truly believe that the console will slowly go away, and they will be implemented into your smart TVs. But when it comes to Elden Ring's success, do you think it's because George R.R. Martin is a part of the project, or is that beyond that?
Well, I think part of it definitely is that, because, you know, he has the prestige of the Game of Thrones series, and he did a great job with that, though. Season 8, oh man.
Oh, no, but if you go to the book, okay, Henrik, go back to the books. Okay, I'm sorry. George R.R. Martin sold himself to make those series. They were good, but nothing like the book. And I'm also waiting for
the
final
book. But you know what, Marissa? The sad reality is millennials and Gen Z.
I'm a book nerd. You're a gaming nerd, and I'm a book nerd. I'm like,
we understand you're a bookworm. You're all over, you know, this ancient text. You know, I know it's hard to understand this, millennials and Gen Z, but people used to actually read stories. Now we kind of want it in a form of 3D or 4D, you know, gaming environment, or let's say the cinematic world. But you know what? We got to move on because we could be on this all day, but I want to discuss some of the latest gaming industry news. And I know Valve has taken a stance on NFTs and cryptocurrency being allowed on Steam, blocking games that feature blockchain technology. So the president and co-founder Gabe Newell has now explained the reasoning behind the decision, saying the biggest issue with the volatility of crypto and the bad actors behind NFTs is that main reason. So do you see it being as dangerous as Gabe Newell is putting it?
Well, I mean, whenever I've read about crypto, and I mean, I'm not an absolute expert on it myself.
So it sounds like you're not a part of the 16% who are investing, trading, or wanting to get involved with cryptocurrency, because I know that the Biden administration is starting to get their hands on what cryptocurrency is all about. They've even suggested that they might even come up with their own, you know, crypto
dollar.
Well,
Brazil has. I mean, of course it was going to happen. Brazil just switched all of theirs over to cryptocurrency.
But don't you find it kind of alarming? Because I know Gabe Newell also said that while fraud isn't something that can be completely eliminated, they've noticed that almost half of the transactions when it comes to crypto is out of control for them. So when you hear that, do you ever see crypto finding its place in video games and, let's say, online gaming?
Well, I think that in regards to the fraudulent activity, cryptocurrency was kind of made for that. Like the people who've been making these cryptocurrencies is kind of something that they want to do with it. But I do think that if like the government were to step in and start to like crack down on the fraudulent activity, there probably would be a place for it.
But which is almost like an oxymoron, because like just like you said, Henrik, like originally cryptocurrency is made, so the government ain't in your business.
Yeah, that's true. I think you guys are really onto it, because I feel like the more we move away from the magnetic strip and also like our physical debit and credit cards, like I feel like that's going to be a thing in the past, especially now that we got Apple Pay. And
I
now that cryptocurrency.
Well, now that crypto,
okay, we understand that too, Marissa. But you know what? Now that crypto could be that new digital dollar, now they're going to be able to track your expense with everything that you do. There will be no under the table kind of thing. But I guess my kind of thing was, what happened to MTX transactions? Just the normal transaction. Why doesn't just Steam just create their own kind of credit and just use US dollar, euros, and the yen and just suffice with that? Why even give into the idea of crypto? Why do you even think that they're even having their eyeballs on this?
I think they're just having their eyeballs in it. And I think we talked about this on the last time I was on, just like, it's such a big trending thing right now that if you're a leader in a company, you got to be looking at it because you see this huge potential for a market share that you're missing out on potentially.
Yeah, and a lot of our listeners can go look to a previous season when we had Brock Pierce on, who is like the crypto guru.
Yeah.
And he does talk a lot about how it is the wave of the future.
Yeah, he was one of the future men who actually got El Salvador to get on board with actually using cryptocurrency in their country, which is very, very fascinating. And I know, Henrik the Wreck, that you did a micro content this week talking about how Amazon is entering the cloud gaming arena with a twist. The company unveiled a new gaming service dubbed Luna, which on its surface is like Google Stadia, but it focuses on channel subscriptions. So will the traditional concept of, let's say, the PS Plus and the Xbox Game Pass eventually evolve into a less Netflix all-you-can-eat kind of service to a more of an own dedicated subscription channel? Kind of like, let's say, Vudu, where you get to kind of choose your channels, choose the kind of gaming that you want. I like retro. I like the newer games. I like action and adventure. Do you see that being the new future of how we indulge in gaming today?
I absolutely think so. I think that cloud gaming is definitely going to be the future for the majority of people. And that's because in my perspective, I see it being that the consoles, like the physical consoles, end up not being something that is a product as much anymore. And instead, those companies that are making the consoles, you know, Sony, Microsoft, they're instead giving you a service that you can hook up to your TV, your tablet, phone, right, whatever.
Yay! Then Marissa can jump in and play. Because I'll be honest, I ain't buying a gaming console. I am waiting for this smart TV on my phone, accessibility, and then happiness.
But, you know, this is because I started to think about this concept overall, and I already know that the gaming industry dominates music, television, film, and theater combined. But when you start thinking about this kind of concept, it reminds me of the early stages of Napster. And now what we see now is Spotify and Apple Music. And we already know that Apple has created their own Game Pass when it comes to the iOS devices. But do you think this is a good move for, indie video game developers, because what if they're not going to get the full dinero that they would necessarily want? Because now people aren't going to want to pick up that one physical or digital game. They're going to get it in a bundle. Do you see this being a problem?
That's a good point, because, you know, I have heard that a lot of artists on Spotify don't really get paid very well to have their
exactly. So how is that going to work out?
Nothing, like paid nothing.
Because we know that Apple wants to get involved in the video game world. They've voiced it out. I mean, it necessarily didn't come out on the 8th of March when they did their event, but bet your ass it's coming real soon. I'm a little concerned when it comes to the future developers of today. But then again, this is our world, people, and we're going to have to fully indulge with this. But you know what, Henrik? We wanted to have some fun with you in the last 5 minutes of, the Chris Collins Show, Millennial Talk Show. And to get to kind of know you more on a personal level, Marissa and I, let's cue the music, Marissa.
Okay, ready? Hold on.
We're going to be playing some video game trivia to test your knowledge.
Oh, let's no.
Give the music, Marissa. Hey. Hey, hey. So, I kind of promised behind the scenes, I'd keep this kind of easy in the beginning, and then we're going to kind of trickle it down with some kind of hard trivia questions. But let's get right on into it. Number one, who owns Xbox?
Oh, Microsoft.
Okay, there we go.
This don't say okay until I hit the sound bite.
Hey, I'm just saying. I appreciate it. See, this is not too bad so far.
Yeah,
but we're gonna test you on all varieties of consoles. So we'll see how well we can put you to the test. So number two, Kingdom of Hyrule is the main setting for which classic video game franchise?
The Legend of Zelda.
My favorite game.
My favorite game.
So look, Henrik knows what's good. You know, Henrik the Wreck, not too bad. He ain't necessarily the anti-hero that we make him out to be. He knows his shit. So number three, in which game do players compete in the future version of soccer with cars?
Oh, Rocket League. I've never been at that game.
At least he admits it. He's not too bad. You know, this next game, this one always gives me a hard time. I know I'm not the biggest fan of this necessary course, but then again, we'll see. We're going to put you to the test right now. What is the name of the final course of Mario Kart video games?
Oh, Rainbow Road, right?
Yeah, wow.
He's not doing too bad right here, CCS family. This is how we know he's the real deal, people. Number five, the most popular sports video game of all time is named after which professional coach?
Oh, Madden. James Madden, right?
You got part of it.
John Madden, right?
There we go. We'll give it to you. You said Madden. You threw me there with the James. Come on now. This ain't James Bond. Come on. All right. We're getting to the second half of our trivia questions, so it's going to start to ramp up. It's not going to be so easy going from here. Are you in for the challenge, Henrik the Wreck?
Yes.
All right. I like that. All right. Number six. Which famous video game franchise coined the phrase V-Bucks?
Oh, Fortnite, of course.
Nice. Okay, there we go. Okay. Number seven. What is the best-selling video game console of all time?
Oh, that's hard. Is it the Wii, the Nintendo Wii?
Marissa? You were not necessarily that. We'll give you one more chance.
Maybe the Nintendo Switch.
It ain't a part of the Nintendo franchise. Do you want to go for a third time? Come on now. 3, 2, 1. Give me something.
360.
You were so close. It's the PlayStation 2 is the top game console of all time, which sold around 157 million units worldwide. That's why I truly believe we're going to go towards the smart TVs, because if the newer consoles aren't becoming successful like the PlayStation 2, I don't see that becoming anytime soon. But anyways, let's get right on into it. Number 8, the famous video game heroine Lara Croft belonged to which game?
Oh, Tomb Raider.
Okay, there we go. And what is the most expensive video game ever made?
Oh, that's I have honestly no idea on that one.
Okay, I'll throw you a little bit of a lifeline. It always gets shit from gamers for constantly updating the game but never giving us a new one.
GTA 5?
There we go. Okay. We got it. Henrik the Wreck. He's on top of it. And if you can nail this one, you get all the gems in the world, all the rubies in the world. You know, virtually. I don't have them in my physical pocket, but we'll figure that out when it comes to the NFT universe. But anyways, if you nail this, you can truly be the one and only star. What does the name Nintendo mean?
Oh, I remember looking this up at one point, but I really do not remember.
Do you want to give it a guess?
I wouldn't even know where to start.
Come on, give us something. Give us something.
I mean, I know they were a toy company before.
But it's a phrase.
You put it on a tombstone.
Still kind of hard, but that's actually not too bad of actually a lifeline.
He stopped.
It's all good. He's resting in the grave. What does the name Nintendo mean? Leave luck to heaven. So when I'm on the deathbed and I have my final words, I'm going to say, Nintendo.
That'll be on the gravestone.
But Henrik the Wreck, you are amazing. You are a kick-ass video game contributor. And where can the CCS family follow you on social media?
So I'm on Instagram, I'm on Twitter, I'm actually on TikTok also, but I'm mostly on YouTube. That's where I post a bunch of videos playing games. Right now I'm playing through Control Ultimate Edition.
There we go. And I know Henrik the Wreck and I, we are working on bringing in the future our own social interactive live stream video game talk show. So keep a lookout for that, CCS family. More to come in the future. So follow us on social media, even Henrik the Wreck himself. And thank you again for joining the Chris Collins Show Millennial Talk Show. This is What's Good, because there's so much negativity on channels 2 through 11. So Marissa and I, we like to break the mold and let you guys know what's good. For most New Mexico residents, college will now be officially tuition-free. New Mexico is the latest state to introduce a free college plan and has taken the brave step of making it a first dollar program, meaning students can stack federal and state grants on top of free tuition and fees to help cover their basic needs. And with students and families struggling with the high price of going to college, I mean, to find ways to make college more affordable is essential for students and families around the world. So I love this move, because I know some of 35,000 students are expected to benefit from this year alone in New Mexico. I know that we have some kind of form of that right now in California, but when it comes to the rest of the 48 states, it's kind of not relevant right now. I find this is such a big thing, and I hope that more students and kids coming out of the pandemic, I know the burden of having to jump into a Zoom classroom, as some people might not necessarily know this. Marissa is a fabulous professor, and she teaches on the higher education level. And
well, I am.
And she can and she can speak in the future knowing that it's, we're going to slowly move beyond the realities of Zoom virtual classroom. So I know that that was kind of a burden for a lot of young cats to get that higher education, but this is such a great opportunity. And I know that you won't necessarily get $10,000 forgiven from your student loans, but this is a huge effort.
Because even though I teach in higher education, I find the amount of the cost and what they're getting out of it doesn't make sense. So we are the only country that requires a four-year well-rounded degree. Anywhere else you go, it is 2 years. You focus only on what your career is. Now, I'm a proponent of the four-year. Learn as much as you can. Involve. Make sure that's the career path you want to go. I changed my major 7 times in community college. 7. Okay, so I know how it is. But really, why are people taking those undergrad-style courses in an expensive school when they can take better education style courses? The classes are smaller, there's more one-on-one, you're able to dibble your feet and learn more things in a community college at a fraction of the cost. And now with this, for free, for free. So come on.
And I feel like some of the biggest turnoffs were, because, you know, I feel like I can speak on this, you know, as someone who went to undergrad and grad school, I've been in the college realm for almost 8 years now. I know how much of a burden it feels going the first 2 years of college, feeling like you got to get your general education. So wouldn't it feel great that it kind of coming across as tuition free with more states getting involved? I find this a fabulous move. And with college enrollment still in decline, free college programs are one way to communicate to students, especially students who might not think that they can afford college, that it is financially possible to attend college. And I know, were you going to say something, Marissa?
Yes. I think one thing people might be missing what New Mexico is doing. So in Southern California, a lot of community colleges are now offering 2 years for free. And that's really what you're supposed to use community college for, which is the 2 years and then 2 years university, right? So one of the things that they're doing is a little different is you're actually able to stack your state and your federal grants.
Right.
One of the things out here, if you're going for free, then you don't need a grant unless you're buying some books. Here they're saying, look, we're going to help you with a grant to stack so that you can pay rent, you can help with your utilities, and it's a grant, so you're not paying that back. Most of my student loans came from community college, believe it or not. I went for a long time.
Yeah.
A really long time.
Marissa, a lot of them came from that. Yeah, and Marissa, I think that is great clarification to a point that, you know, we mentioned right at the top of what's good. This is why we have an amazing co-host like Marissa Pitts with us here, a part of the CCS family. And we want to give a huge shout-out again to our amazing kick-ass CCS video game contributor. He is known as the one and only Henrik the Wreck. He'll keep a lookout as we are working on our social interactive live streaming gaming talk show. You know, hopefully it's coming in the next 2 or 3 months. And also, follow us on social media to find out who next week's guest is. And all I know is you're in for a treat. And also, if you haven't checked out our Off the Fret music podcast, More Music, More Music Talk, featuring Queens, New York rock band, The Phoenix Within, what the hell are you waiting for? Sorry, that was a little bit of Linkin Park right there. I had to let that out. It's the weekend, fam. You understand. So you got a 1 hour episode to check out. It's so freaking kick ass. Please let us know. Share, like, comment. We would love to hear from you. And guys, if you like what you're listening to, go to thechriscollegeshow.com and become a member today and get that free CCS t-shirt. Enjoy the weekend, fam. Call somebody. Let them know that you love them. Okay? We love you, fam. Peace. The Chris Collins Show presents Music Storm 2021, hosted by Chris Collins and Marissa Pitts, featuring Tiana Kutcher, Some Daggers Wear Red, Desmond Walker,
I wanna see the world with you.
Doulos, Saturn Till June,
music loud, driving fast.
YT Will,
it feels good to be the bad guy. Walk these shoes, you'll see why. Look at them from both sides, ain't nothing like the
EC Main.
One thug, Lord, show a little mercy on one thug.
The Phoenix Within.
There's more weight in my words than you give me.
Chloe Wilder. Jonas and I.
It's been brightening up tonight. The Aurora Dance.
Kane.
The south run that in my mouth.
An Animal Son.
So tell me how you see reasons to carry on.
Music Storm 2021, available on YouTube Live. Peace. Our brand new podcast, Off the Fret.
I love it. It's more time to chat.
Hello.
You look so jazzy.
I love your outfit.
How far would you go to start playing live music again?
This slaps harder than my ex when she got her stimulus check. So, are you here to bring the sexual healing with your music? Oh, everything is everything, and I guarantee you're going to hear this song in the future. I love the flow, man. Politically charged album. So, if you get easily offended, this might not be the album for you. Brand new podcast, Off the Fret.
So excited.
Has Kim Kardashian accidentally sent you a coochie shot?
Do you want to stay there? It's completely your choice. Or you want to...
I feel you. And you know what? I love it. Off the Fret. More music, more music talk. Peace. What's good? I'm Chris from The Chris Collins Show, Millennial Talk Show. The Phoenix Within, a rock project hailing from Queens, New York, released their long-awaited full-length album, Overdue, joins Off the Fret. More music, more music talk.